talking hot air ballooning with Shane Corey. And you've mentioned a couple names. There's you'd mentioned fantasy balloons. You've mentioned Arizona hot air balloons, aerogelic balloon. You've got like a whole, you know, like four or five different verticals here.
Well, there's several different business models. So aerogelic ballooning is the first. Aerogelic ballooning is stems from my dad's company back in 1976. He opened it. This is kind of funny. You start thinking pole dancers, but it was Corey Bubble Ballooning. Didn't really go with today's marketplace. So we changed the name and turned it into aerogelic ballooning. It was great for the phone book. You know, AER, we were one of the first. And then Google came around. We thought, well, a brand name that Google would like would be Arizona Hot Air Balloons. And Google loves it. So then Fantasy Balloons, we actually bought that manufacturing company out of Canada and brought it down to Phoenix.
And you manufacture hot air balloons right here in Phoenix?
Right here in Phoenix, right down the street, actually.
And how long does that take start to finish to make a hot air balloon?
Well, you could, to build a full balloon, you're looking at 6 to 8 weeks full-time labor.
So do you have like a showroom I could come pick one out, or do I have to call and special order ahead and knowing I'm going to pick it up in a few weeks?
No, what we would do is send you a blank of a balloon and have you color it in.
Okay.
Because you could have your own color, your own colors of fabric put into it and kind of personalize it. You know, some people like a lot of pink, a lot of yellow. I personally use a lot of black for solar heating purposes.
Okay.
So you get to personalize your balloon.
So back to what we were talking about last segment. We've got the crew on the ground. They've checked for obstructions, nothing to puncture the balloon. We've filled it up, maybe takes a tank. So the hot air balloon's standing up. We've got, you know, it's secured to the ground until we're ready to take off while passengers are loading. Take us through these steps.
Okay. Well, basically what we do is we meet our customers at a Starbucks, actually, either location. We fly out of North Phoenix or Chandler-Gilbert area. We pick them up from there, head out to the launch spot. That could be one of 100 because the wind's different every day. So we just start sending up party balloons with helium and watching the wind direction, and that's how we plot our flight. We then get to our spot, recon the spot for any sharp objects, pull the fabric out. We use these giant 13, 16 horse fans with propellers that were originally made for hovercraft. We fill the balloon with cold air. At that point, fire the burners up. Start heating the air inside the balloon, which makes it stand upright. From there, we load everyone up and we take flight. We have to release the tie-off line. There's a rope that ties it to the truck. We release that and off we go. We fly for give or take an hour. And we're up and down the whole time, up and down, using the wind to steer. So it's like tacking a sailboat, except we're doing it three-dimensionally. Flying, like in North Phoenix, we fly in and around the Union Hills and up and down the sides of them. And then sometimes we'll go way on up, 5,000 feet, give or take, and look around the city. You can see the entire valley, all the major, you know, the McDowell Mountains, Camelback Mountain.
Day at 5,000 feet. You could see
everything.
You could see different, another county probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You can see Sedona, Flagstaff. We'll drop down and show some of the flora and fauna down in Chandler. We're down over rooftops making approach to land, waving to the people in their backyards and talking to them, you know. What other aircraft do you get that option? You know, from there, we land, set up a champagne toast, as tradition calls for, and some more d'oeuvres, and bring them back to Starbucks.
Okay, so when we're coming down, you kind of have an idea, but you can't pick the exact spot you're going to touch down. How do the pilots control not ending up on top of a Saguaro or a prickly
well,
pear patch?
We have absolute
the wild burros out at Lake Pleasant. You know,
well, the wild burros run pretty fast, but we have absolute control of altitude, so. you know, as far as steering left to right, we use the wind. And there, believe it or not, every 100 feet or so, there's a different wind direction. And so you can tack it. So you go up to get a right turn, down to get a left turn, and you keep doing that until you've gotten this tight little tack right into that lot down the street from your house. And we have, like I said, absolute control of altitude. So we can clear a roof 6 inches and know that we're going to be 6 inches from it. No problem, because we're only traveling 5 miles an hour. It's not like, you know, you've got plenty of room for error in that respect. It's normally pretty gentle, but we have a safety briefing regardless. They bend your knees, you hold on with both hands to the rope handles. We've got a safety briefing, absolutely. Aerogelic Ballooning is the safest balloon company in the state of Arizona. We've been around since 76, perfect record. We're the only ones that can say that. So, you know, everything we do is about safety.
How many different pilots do you have?
Well, we actually only have 2 staff pilots, but we can handle 24 to 30 people at a time if need be. And then we've got another half a dozen contractor pilots. Balloon pilots is kind of hard to come by. So there's a lot of them that will bounce around companies and work as needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it seems like all summer long, I don't see anyone. Is that because the air is so hot, it takes so much gas to heat up the balloon that much hotter to make it rise? Or is it just because it's miserable out because it's 120 and nobody wants to be up in the air?
Well, it's only 120 in the afternoon. Actually, we fly year-round.
Okay.
The reason you don't see us is the sunrise is very, very early, and we do sunrise only during the summer. So we're up and down before you wake up. We're flying over neighborhoods, and they're slumbering neighborhoods. You can tell. It's really quiet and peaceful. It's nice out. It's only 80 degrees, give or take, sunrise time in the summer. So what better time to get outdoors and do something in the gentle breeze?
And I only know this because of a concrete trade magazine. There's like a hot air balloon museum in New Mexico.
Yeah.
The concrete etching was written up in a bunch of trade magazines. So
no
I got
kidding.
To.
Huh.
I, the only reason I knew about that was because of the concrete that went into the floor.
What a trip.
Have you been to that museum?
Yeah.
What can you see at a hot air balloon museum?
Oh, all kinds of things. There's, the original balloons that crossed the Atlantic, the first try, and he made it. You know, the balloon that made it around the world or a replica of it, some of the more famous hot air balloons and record attempts and such. And then they'll show things like, for example, I used to fly special shaped balloons, which are kind of like Macy's.
A Saguaro.
Yeah, there's a Saguaro here in Arizona. Another couple of famous balloons, they're world famous in the world of ballooning, are bees. They're two bees. They're tandem flying bees. They attach their hands together with Velcro, and they launch attached to each other. It's the first ever attempt at tandem balloon flying, and I used to be an owner of those balloons. In fact, those balloons are written up in that museum. They're still here in Arizona, owned by a friend of mine, and every once in a while you'll get to see them at some of the balloon festivals. But they look like cartoon bees.
What's the highest, when you're talking records, what's the highest a hot air balloon's ever traveled?
Current record is 68,000 feet.
That's twice as high as commercial jetliners fly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we can get up there. In fact, we have to watch out for the airline's airspace. Sometimes in North Phoenix, you look up and we'll be way up there. And we're just below Sky Harbor airspace because we're not allowed in there.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be sitting at right at 6,500 feet. My record is 21,000. That's what I've been to.
Now, did you need oxygen on that? Or
yeah.
Where was that? Was that in Arizona?
Yeah. Yeah. It was down by Casa Grande.
How long did it take you to get up to 21,000 feet?
You know, I wasn't timing it, but about 20 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah.
So when you came back down, how far were you from the original landing, I would imagine?
Oh, I made it to Marana. Yeah, it was a cool flight. Really cool flight.
When? How long ago was this?
Oh, 15 years ago.
And was this a solo trying to break a record? Was this just with customers? What
just
inspired
for giggles,
you to go
man.
Up to 21?
Yeah,
okay.
I was in a little sport balloon, and I don't know, I was bored. I got a hair up my butt, you know? decided, let's go
let's
way
see
up there.
How high this baby goes.
Cold front coming in.
And when you said the balloon that traveled around the world, I mean, obviously it had to touch down.
No.
No.
No, it circumnavigated the Earth.
It had enough gas to stay up.
Yeah, what it is called a Rosier balloon. So okay. It's a giant envelope, just like a hot air balloon. Like if you were to book a ride with us, you're going to be in a balloon that's give or take 200,000 cubic foot. This thing was like 1.5 million cubic foot, had a huge gas cell inside of it of helium, and they would heat it with burners. The same kind of balloon Pilote de Rosier killed himself in. The only difference is they use an inert gas, which is helium, and they would heat it to swell the cells, and they were able to do that and circumnavigate the world.
Now, did they just go up there and hover while the Earth turned around 24
hours
and
no,
came back
No, they
back
got
down?
In the jet stream and started booking. They were doing 300 miles an hour at times.
In a hot air balloon?
Yeah.
300 miles an hour?
Yeah. In a Rosier. They call it a Rosier balloon. It was Branson. Richard Branson.
Was a pilot. What year was this?
You know, I don't know. I don't remember. It was within the decade.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Within the decade. So it's not an old record. I mean, this is fairly new.
Fairly new, yeah.
And was that the first time somebody circumvented
circumnavigated the Earth.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, what a fascinating industry. What's next in the world of ballooning? I mean, is there
to space.
To space.
We're going to take them to space.
Okay.
Yep.
How high, what is that classification breaking
through
the atmosphere?
We'll get them into the right outside of the stratosphere.
How high is that?
You're looking at about 120,000 feet. Yeah, where you're in space.
Now, you have to have, like, I'm sure your will signed and your affairs taken care of just in
case. Costs about $15,000. There's a company in Tucson currently working on it.
To take people.
Yeah.
Oh, this isn't just to take it to break records. This is to take people 120,000 feet.
To sell rides into space.
And you said that costs about what? 15,000?
That's their projection. Yeah.
Huh. And if they can get that power to them, man, I think I've got other things I'm going to invest 15,000 in. How much is one just for your ride? An hour, 6,000 feet here locally. I think I can handle that.
You're looking at about 175 a person.
That's not bad. I was less than I thought. 175 for an hour.
Per person, yeah. And it's, I mean, you're looking at about a nice date amount of money.
Yeah.
But what better way to romance a woman?
Hot air balloon. Final segment in our 7 o'clock hour right after this.